Challenges of warehousing and forces shaping the future of warehouses. Warehouse operations have always been and will continue to be shaped by external factors that are changing business practices and processes, government regulations, customer expectations, and macroeconomic conditions. Effective logistics managers continually monitor the external environment, assess potential influences, and proactively change operations and improve processes. Global supply chains. The opening of global markets has created complex supply chains that challenge businesses to manage and track inventory movement across national borders and import/export zones. Global logistics networks have special characteristics: longer lead time for supplies, longer and less reliable transit times, decoupled production, complex system nodes, multiple transit options, greater need for visibility, knowing where product is in the distribution system. Changes in cost caused by escalating local labor rates, trade war tariffs, and fuel prices have caused some businesses to bring operations, including warehouses, closer to their operations headquarters. This trend is referred to as nearshoring. E-commerce and B2B e-commerce is eliminating echelons in the supply chain and necessitating changes in the role of warehouses. Business-to-business, B2B, and online retail have decreased physical retail presence and increased the number of fulfillment centers. Some large retailers purchase product directly from suppliers. They receive a lower factory gate price and assume responsibility for transportation. Increased focus on excellence. As it has become easier to track and analyze costs, senior management is focusing more on controlling operational costs and creating value through improved efficiency. Both strategies contribute directly to the bottom line and signal to stakeholders that a business is well managed. Warehouse managers must become more comfortable with analyzing data, more familiar with how changes in warehouse operations can affect internal business partners and the bottom line, and more proactive in identifying opportunities for change that will generate value and in persuasively presenting these opportunities to management. New collaborative relationships. In warehouse operations, the trend toward greater collaboration between supply chain participants may mean that suppliers have greater visibility of inventory levels and control over replenishment. Suppliers may coordinate their processes with their customers' needs, packaging in a certain manner, scheduling shipments at certain times. Changes in customer expectations. Increased competition in almost all marketplaces has led customers to expect lower prices and better service. Warehouse processes must be redesigned to increase throughput and efficiency while simultaneously improving delivery time and quality. Companies can create differentiation by offering custom treatment and services to customers. This has enlarged the warehouse role to perform value-added services such as repackaging, special brand labeling, kitting, and so on. Specialized customer needs have created a competitive advantage for specialized warehouses. They may be more expensive to operate, but they can profit by charging a premium for their services. However, they must become more adept at pricing and selling their services into these niche markets. Technology. The need for both efficiency and customization has made information essential to business today, including to warehousing. Technological responses to warehouse challenges are becoming more and more economically warranted. Warehouses must be able to implement automated equipment to increase productivity and customer service. Warehouse managers must be able to retrieve and analyze information on processes to continuously improve warehouse performance. Technology must be used to track inventory into, within, and out of the warehouse, including the real-time positioning of the goods. Order management systems need to be able to accommodate fulfill from anywhere capability that will reduce the need to store most inventory in close geographic proximity to the customer, which is both expensive and risky. Legacy systems often need to be upgraded to get this capability. Space, location, and resource constraints. Adding new capabilities to an existing facility will challenge space, location, and resource constraints. Warehouses are facing expanding capability requirements, such as adding online order fulfillment and picking of eaches rather than just picking cases and pallets or moving from next day to same day fulfillment. While some amount of eaches picking could be accommodated without significant need for more space, there will be a tipping point that requires an investment in more distribution space to accommodate eaches storage, picking, packing, and shipping as parcels. Some solutions, such as mezzanines, may allow existing facilities to be retained and upgraded, while accommodating capabilities such as same-day delivery may require adding warehouses in new markets. Space, location, and resources are also general constraints in that they are regularly becoming more expensive and are harder to acquire. Locations near ports or airports or other ideal locations are particularly in demand. Human resource constraints can take the form of workers needing training in new capabilities or needing cross-training to enable better workload distribution. Talent requirements, shortages, and personnel management. Lack of available talent or availability but not at a price the organization is willing to pay is a type of capacity constraint that must be factored into logistics planning and control. There are shortages of qualified individuals in many areas of logistics. Organizations continue to increase their demand for high-skilled labor. Many organizations lack the executive talent and mid-level talent needed to address supply chain transformation and network redesign. In addition, the digitization of logistics is creating entirely new roles with different skill sets. New roles to create digital capabilities include data analysts as well as data scientists, a role requiring experience in statistics, computer algorithm development, and scientific methods. While such professionals do exist, they are less likely to have logistics experience and will need training. Persons with both data science and logistics experience are in high demand. On a macroeconomic level, while the demand for logistics professionals is growing, the number of college graduates in supply chain management and logistics fields is not keeping pace with the demand. For every supply chain graduate, there are numerous job openings. Many undergraduates are not aware of logistics as a career path or how many opportunities for jobs exist within the field. Universities, logistics associations, and large organizations need to do more to raise awareness of the field. An individual organization can get involved by establishing relationships with colleges and universities that have a logistics or supply chain management curriculum. This may include financial support, on-campus advertising, and participation in job fairs. Another way to increase the number of college students in the logistics talent pipeline is to clearly lay out the career path in terms of opportunities for experience and promotion. Often other areas such as finance are perceived to be clearer paths to executive levels. Promoting more excellent supply chain and logistics managers to executive levels will help change this perception over time. As the priorities for what people are looking for in a job indicate, especially when it comes to millennials, organizations need to invest in training and development, such as internal or external classroom training, online courses, videos and resources, and mentoring. In addition to promoting talent retention, an investment in training increases workforce knowledge. Organizations can also pay for and insist on their staff getting logistics certifications. Another key to retention is to clearly lay out a potential career path that individuals can strive for and attain if they work hard and show dedication. The quality of management can also strongly impact retention. Significant reductions in turnover can result when managers care about the work that is being done, respect their employees, and understand the nature of the work they do. For these reasons, management training programs are also essential to retention. Such programs can focus on communication and teamwork skills, how to delegate and train employees properly, how to motivate staff by customizing the approach to individual employees' needs, for example, flexible hours for some, a predictable schedule for others, how to use recognition, rewards, and socializing opportunities effectively, how to use information systems and perform organizational processes, and how to find root causes and solve problems. Software such as Enterprise Resources Planning, ERP, human resource modules, can track pay scales and employee profile information such as capability and activity levels. In large organizations, such a system becomes critical to ensuring that good logistics personnel decisions are made. Determining the right number of supervisors or managers for a given work team is an important consideration in personnel management. For example, according to Richards and Warehouse Management, the optimum number of staff per supervisor in a large warehouse is 12 to 15 persons. When there are fewer persons per supervisor, the supervisor may feel a pressure to take part in the work, but ignore his or her own duties, and costs also increase without a gain in effectiveness. Too many employees per supervisor tends to make the supervisor role less effective. A smaller warehouse might be able to suffice with one supervisor per 8 staff members or so. Environmental concerns. Governments, businesses, and consumers are increasingly aware of the environmental impact of commerce and the need to develop sustainable processes. These forces can be external in the form of government regulations or internal in the form of company policies and programs, such as commitments to zero emissions or carbon neutrality. These forces affect warehouses in numerous ways. For example, a corporation may internally seek ways throughout the organization to reduce its total carbon footprint. In a warehouse, this may mean improving the efficiency of warehouse systems, for example, lighting tied to motion detectors, switching to warehouse equipment that does not use carbon-based fuels, for example, electric forklift trucks, and installing rooftop solar energy systems. Warehouses may be resized and relocated to minimize energy usage. Government regulations may require businesses to have comprehensive waste disposal programs that include material in the warehouse, for example, pallets, cardboard, and packing materials. Warehouses that handle hazardous materials are required to implement special safeguards, risk management. The practice of identifying and managing risk is a key aspect of strategic management. It is required as part of a business's obligations to its stakeholders, who may include investors, employees, governments, customers, and neighbors. A proactive approach to risk management calls for analysis of warehouse locations to identify special vulnerabilities, for example, local political or social unrest, possible community resistance to warehouse presence and traffic, increased costs due to energy and regulation. Inside the warehouse, risk management may call for appointing warehouse risk management officers and/or compliance officers. The most common risks in warehouse operations, worker safety, hazardous materials, and warehouse security are discussed elsewhere. Integration. Warehouse management needs to be integrated into other business functions, including business planning, operations, customer service, order fulfillment, and marketing. Organizations seeking to use digital transformation to improve their supply chain maturity level will need to view the warehousing function as an integral part of the business that creates a competitive advantage, such as by reducing lead times, inventory, and costs while maintaining or improving customer satisfaction.